Are you in the right divine location? Are you in the right divine location? I say it again. Are you in the right place? Are you in the right divine location? Father, I bless your name today, O God. I thank you, Lord God, that your voice will be heard today, O God. Father, I decree and declare over the lives of each and everyone, O Lord God, who are under the sound of this voice, Father God, Lord, that you will open their spiritual eyes of understanding, O Lord God, so that they can hear diligently your voice, O God, pertaining to the location of their life right now in Jesus' name. Many years ago, many things are happening. Many years ago, because of the location or the situations of life, anything that is happening in your life today, you must ask God, you must pray to God for your divine location. What do you mean, Pastor Tita? Because divine location means in the right place at the right time. Until you are in the right location, you cannot get a right result. Hear can diligently the voice of the Holy Spirit. Until you are in the right location, you cannot get a right result. Sometimes many of us are in chaotic situation, struggling too much. Why? Because we didn't ask God for the right location, the right place at the right time. So struggles is too much. But the Bible says in Genesis 12 verse 1 and 2, Genesis 12 verse 1 and 2, the Lord said to Abraham, go out from that land, your relatives, your father's house, to the land that I will show you, and I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. So there is a question mark right now. If your life is not a blessing to that place, if your life is not a blessing to your family, if your life are always in struggles, difficulties, you know, cannot pay the bills, cannot pay the mortgage, in the name of Jesus, you must ask God. You must repent, God, in the name of Jesus, so that God can release you to the divine location. Because if that is not God's location, or God's direction, you are wasting your time. The Bible says, the Lord said to Abram, go out from that land. Amen. God is telling me to tell you, get out of that land. Get out of that situation. Get out of that chaotic relationship. Get out of that financial struggles. Get out of your stress. Get out of that chaotic relationship. Get out of that unhappiness. Hallelujah. Whether it is pertaining to your relatives, whether it is pertaining to the house of the Lord, to your house, hallelujah. Get out from any situations that makes you unhappy, that makes you like you are mistreated, that makes you like you are defeated. So get out of that land. Get out of that circumstances. Get out of that situation. Get out of that mind, that negative mindset. Because God is showing you the right place, the right location at the right time. You don't even know if it is your time. Why you are hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit through this program, through this podcast. So get out, position yourself. You cannot keep the expired door, you cannot keep the expired ID, because God is telling me to tell you, you are expired in that location, you are expired in that relationship, you are expired in the name of Jesus. You are already expired. Get over to that expiration date in the name of Jesus. And God has a promise that He will make you a great man. He will make you a great woman of God. He will make you a great giver, a great blesser. Hallelujah. And He said, I will bless you and I will make your name great. Amen. God will lift you up. He is the lifter of your heads. If people despise you in that place, if people doesn't believe you in that place, hallelujah, get out and position yourself to the next location, hallelujah, and He will make you great. Amen. He will make you the lighthouse. He is going to bless you. And the Bible says in Psalms 23 verse 3, He gives me new strength. He guides me in the right foot for the honor of His name. God wants you to glorify His name. He doesn't keep you to be struggles all the time. He doesn't keep you in that location to make you unhappy, to make you. He doesn't want to keep you in that situation, in that location, in that relationship. He doesn't want you to struggle. He doesn't want you to be mistreated. He doesn't want you to be confused. Hallelujah. Because in Psalms 23 verse 3 he said, he gives me a new strength. God is giving you strength to overcome any situations of your life right now. He will guide you. He will guide you. You know, the voice of man, the voice of woman can misdirect you or misguide you. But if you listen carefully and you have strength to do the new things, hallelujah, God said He will guide you. He will make you go there in the right spot, at the right place, at the right time. Hallelujah. For God wants you to honor His name. You cannot honor the name of God if you keep on struggling in that unforgiveness because of your location, because of your status. How can you please God? So ask God for a divine location. It means divine location is a divine right place at the right time. You didn't even know if it is the right time for you now. You didn't even know if that is the right location. So if you are not in the right location, you cannot get a right result. Yes, sometimes you see, you hear that this is God, the Lord said, this is what God is telling me to tell you. And until you are not in the right place where God wants you to be, what God wants you to do, you cannot enjoy divine blessing. You cannot enjoy divine favor. Because you always experience struggles, no money, chaotic relationship, quarrel every time, amen, unforgiveness, anger, hatred. Get rid of those things. It's taking place the glory of God. God doesn't want us to be out of His glory. God wants us to be in His glory, in His presence, not only when we are in the church, not only when we are hearing the worship song, not only when you are there, you know, you are worshiping and you are singing a song. No, God wants you to be out of the struggles of unforgiveness. Hallelujah. So today, I want you to acknowledge the presence of God, because we will declare, you know, there is a prayer declaration. Whatsoever the things you confess or decree on earth, it will be established. I want you to open your mouth and thank the Lord for His goodness. That God, you are so good. You are so powerful, oh God. Everlasting Father, I give you praise, Lord God. King of kings and the Lord of lords, I give you praise today, oh God. So, come on, declare, Lord, thank you for the blood of Jesus that sanctify me today. As I declare today, God, you said whatsoever I decree on earth, you will establish it. And you said there is power in the words because of you. So right now, God, empower me, empower us to decree and declare in Jesus' name. Lord, if I'm in the wrong location, relocate me to the right location in Jesus' name. Lord, if I am in the wrong location, relocate me to my right location in Jesus' name. Lord, any location that is not come from you, God, dismantle it by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Come on. Any location that is not came from you, God, dismantle it by the fire of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, remove every spoken words and curses is spoken in my life by every demonic tongues that blocking divine visions of God pertaining to my divine location. In the name of Jesus, I cut it off. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, direct me, connect me to my divine location. Connect me, direct me to my divine location. I call forth divine paths to my divine location in Jesus' name. Karabata kaya. Every satanic blanket covering my eyes and my ears to my divine location, burn it with fire, burn it with fire in the name of Jesus. I receive the anointing of breakthroughs in my divine location. I receive the anointing of breakthroughs in my divine location. Grace for my divine location, locate me right now. Grace for my divine location, locate me right now. Holy Spirit, let heavens open to me now. Holy Spirit, you are my divine compass. Locate my destiny connection. Connect me by your divine power. Locate my divine helper in Jesus' name. Every demonic voice speaking against my divine location, be silenced by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Every demonic soul ties in my life. Every demonic soul ties in my life. Every demonic soul ties in my life. My destiny, my ministry, dismantle it by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Dismantle it by the blood of Jesus today in Jesus' name. Lord, you are my shepherd in my divine location. Lord, I declare you are my shepherd in my divine location. I declared, I am blessed to be a blessing in my divine location. I am blessed to be a blessing in my divine location in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that makes this prayer answered. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that makes this prayer answered. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on, I want you to open your mouth and say amen. Blessing is overtaking in Jesus' name. Overflow is taking over into your destiny, in your right location, in divine allocation, in Jesus' name. God bless you all, but I want you to hit and click like, share, subscribe. Please share, like, and subscribe. Blessings.